Have you ever wondered if the fog in your head is more than just forgetfulness? I know that I have. And in this world where the most dangerous toxins are often those with names we can barely pronounce. So, in this episode, I'm going to try and shed a little light on the hidden impact these silent, uninvited guests in our home have on our mental clarity and overall health. And don't let their complex names fool you. The effects that they have on our minds are straightforward and significant. Just because we don't pronounce them correctly or know where they are in our homes, we shouldn't dismiss them. Let's put on our thinking caps and jump in. Hi, friends. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. Listen, if you are ready to reclaim your home and health from these unforeseen adversaries, our home detox audit session offers a clear path to a safer, toxic-free home and body. So book your session now and empower yourself with the knowledge to protect your family and enhance your well-being. It's time to take a stand against these invisible threats that are lurking in your home. I'll walk you through the steps in a room of your choosing, and I'll show you how to get rid of them and personalize a session just for you. So for more information, you can email me directly at support@startlivingsustainable.com. Again, support@startlivingsustainable.com. You can also click the link below if you're ready with a date in mind. You know, growing up, my mother made up a golden rule, and that was never buy a can of food with even the slightest dent. And I followed that even as I became an adult. I religiously would look for cans carefully before I chose to buy them, not knowing why, but fearing the wrath of a bent can. And to this day, yes, I find myself in the grocery aisle inspecting cans like they're some kind of ancient artifact, even though I can't for the life of me remember why a dented can was such a big deal. It's one of those family traditions that just stuck with me. But it turns out a dented can also compromise the seal and can allow bacteria to get into the food that in turn could lead to eating something that made you sick. So turns out my mom's rule wasn't so crazy after all, but it was actually a safety measure against hidden dangers lurking in bent cans. Who knew? And just like my mom used to dodge those dented cans for our safety, I've learned that dodging certain toxins can actually safeguard our mental health. Small changes towards a low-tox, non-tox, toxic-free, they're interchangeable terms. But making these changes in this direction towards a low-tox lifestyle can clear your mind, calm your nerves, and enhance your family's well-being. So that's not just tidying up your house. You're clearing the way to better overall health. So as we uncover this connection between a low-tox lifestyle and our mental health, we want to know that there are benefits involved. And a big part of that is minimizing your exposure to toxins, and that can help lead to improved brain function, including better concentration and memory. Because certain toxins can be neurotoxins. These are poisonous to the nervous system. They can actually impact brain health, leading to a cognitive decline if you don't do something about it. And we do have some control. These neurotoxins are substances that can cause adverse effects on our nervous system. Many of the common environmental toxins fall into this category. And mind you, we are exposed to all kinds of toxins, but today we're going to look at some common, well-known neurotoxins. The first one is heavy metals, which includes lead. Think about old lead paint or mercury. I want you to consider some of the fish that you may be eating or dental fillings when you think of mercury. There are so many other heavy metals. Arsenic is a well-known heavy metal neurotoxic. For example, arsenic have been found in certain lipstick brands and other cosmetics. So exposure to these metals can occur through contaminated food, think about that dented can, or water, and even household items, including deodorant. Here's another one for you. It's called polychlorinated bisphenol. This is a chemical. It's banned in some countries, but it persists in the environment and can cause neurodevelopmental issues, especially in children. And when that is something that's going on, we as parents, we got to do something about it. We've got to figure out what products we're using that have these heavy metals that we need to get rid of. Of course, there are solvents that are heavy metals as well. These are chemicals like benzene, toluene, hexane. These are found in not only industrial products, but in household products. And these have a toxic effect on our brain and our nervous system. And then lastly, for heavy metals, just air pollutants, substances like particulate matters and carbon monoxide, ozone. These all are neurotoxins and they affect our brains. So what do we do about it? Well, some ways to avoid or at least reduce our exposure to these neurotoxins is to opt for organic foods and natural cleaning products and to regularly check for and remove any mold that you find in your home, because you definitely want to ensure good air quality by using air purifiers or keeping indoor plants, because they can help absorb some of these air pollutants. Wanting to clear up our cognitive functioning is closely linked to our mental health. You can improve your ability to manage stress and reduce feelings of being overwhelmed, which is beneficial for our overall mental health, by eliminating or reducing our exposure to heavy metals. Let's take a look at another area where we can begin to see a connection between low-tox living and particularly lowering anxiety levels, because toxins, especially those in our diet or in our environment for that matter, can exacerbate anxiety through the impact that they have on our nervous system and our hormone balance. So by reducing these toxins, you can experience a calmer state of mind. I really do suggest implementing a diet that avoids processed foods and any artificial additives. That's where you will find some of these toxins. Instead, focus on whole foods rich in antioxidants and nutrition that supports our brain health. If you want to learn more about these, book your session with me so I can personalize a plan for you based on where you are right now and where you want to go. There is a definite connection between toxins and how they affect our mental health. So again, a diet low in processed foods and high in nutrients can support your neurotransmitters so that they can function the way they were created to, which helps to regulate our mood and anxiety level. And this dietary approach can be particularly reassuring for you if you are pregnant or planning on getting pregnant, or you're concerned about the health of your developing child. Which leads me to improving your mood and emotional resilience. You see, the benefits continue because toxins can affect hormone levels, including those that regulate our mood. So by reducing these environmental stressors, you can find that you have a more stable and positive mindset and your mood is better. One of my suggestions is that you use natural, fragrant-free personal care products to reduce exposure to potential endocrine disruptors. Oftentimes, the fragrances in some of the personal care products that we use, they're artificial fragrances, and you want to stay away from that. And just engaging in regular activities and exercise can also help your body detoxify because sweating releases toxins. You're also boosting your endorphins as well. So learning how to strategically reduce toxins from your home and from your life, combined with physical activities, not only helps to detoxify, but it also enhances our emotional resilience that helps make you better equipped to handle all the stresses that we all have to deal with in life. The key here is to minimize your exposure to these neurotoxins because they can and they do contribute to various mental health issues, including reduced mental clarity, heightened anxiety, and mood disorders. By integrating these suggestions into your lifestyle, you will see improvements in your mental well-being alongside the psychological benefits of reduced toxic exposure. So are you ready to rid your home and your body of toxins and really transform both of them? You can do that with our Healthy Home Detox Audit. This session could be a good fit for you. It's a first step towards optimal health. So go ahead and book a session with me today and we'll sit down and create a personalized plan for you. You'll discover how eliminating toxins can actually transform your well-being, enhance fertility. If you are looking to start a family, it'll also boost energy levels and improve overall vitality. It's time to prioritize your health and feel incredible inside and out. Click the link below to book your session and take control of your wellness journey. Thank you for joining me. We've only scratched the surface today, but I hope this information inspires you to explore further and making detoxing a pivotal part of your family's wellness strategy. Stay tuned for our next episode where we'll dive even deeper into practical steps detoxing your everyday life. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.